So a little while ago, I added a new feature to the Bowen Grod site where it shows related posts. It's really interesting. It's kind of churned up all kinds of old posts that I'd completely forgotten about. And one that grabbed my attention was the second ever post I wrote for Boag World, and it's called The Checkout Blues. And it talks about why is it that more than half of your customers abandon their full shopping carts. And depending on the research report that you read, anywhere between 25 and 75% of shoppers abandon their shopping cart before consummating the deal. And I look in the article about why it is. And I just thought I'd share what I said on this, because I think it's still as relevant now, you know, in 2009 as when I wrote it in 2004, can you believe it? The first reason I give is that marketing info snare that, you know, before you let people buy, you insist on them signing up. You know, it's a bit like requiring customers to register before allowing them to make a purchase on a high street store. You would never do it. But it's surprising how many websites still force you to give across all kinds of information before they'll actually let you buy stuff. And you always have those annoying check boxes where you have to work out whether you're supposed to check it or uncheck it if you want to get out of the contest or the free newsletter or the whatever else it is. The other thing that I mentioned in the article is the mystery grand total, this idea that you're never quite sure whether the price that you're given is the price you actually pay. Does it include shipping charges, tax, and all the other things that can be sneaked in on you if you're not ready for it? So that game still applies as much today as it did when I wrote this in 2004. I can't believe that we're still making some of the same mistakes. And the other thing that I mentioned, and again, this is a particular one that I still think really hasn't been addressed, is the need to get this syntax right when you enter information. So as a user, if you enter a credit card information, you know, it falls down if you put spaces between it or dashes or anything else there. And the system should be clever enough to work out that kind of thing and adapt accordingly. So if there are spaces, to remove the spaces. If there are dashes, remove the dashes, or format it however needs formatting in order for it to work properly. I know these seem like trivial little examples, but they all mount up, and people have got a very short attention span, probably more so than even in 2004. And it's like, as I say in the article, it's like death by a thousand paper cuts for customers. These little hassles eventually cause them to jump ship and go to our competitors. So if you're running an e-commerce site, I'd recommend you check out the article. It's at boagworld.com/usability/the-checkout-blues.